Welcome in our panel to preview the meeting today. Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nards.
Got the eight races on Hillside. What are your thoughts on the program?
Yeah, it's not a bad meeting. Sort of the volatility of the weather. I was waiting for it to, you know, the track conditions to change. But as Sam's mentioned, basically the rain missed Sandown and dealing with quite a good track. And, yeah, some promising horses involved.
Exactly. All right. Warren Huntley's also done the form for the program and will be providing his insights. Have you found a few races we can really hone in on, Warren?
Well, I think race two, the maidens are very strong at this time of year. I think there'll certainly be some good form, and I quite like race two, and interested to see Murray Baker's weather with you run there on perhaps a derby preparation. And I think, with, like most people, it'll be a pretty skinny end of the quaddy.
Okay, and the Tabs at Trent Langscale is also with us to give us the lowdown on the betting moves and the latest prices with tab.com.au. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
What are the punters doing at this poorly stage of the morning?
There is a fair bit of interest, and Warren's just referred to the last leg there of the quaddie in petition, and there's been a fair degree of interest there. Another leg of the quaddie, race six, has been one that's been keenly thought of with positively high. So there's a couple there that might help out the quaddie punters, and then there are a couple of races early on the program where there's been some chopping and changing around.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about race number one, because this is an 1,000-metre race for three-year-olds where number nine comes out, and we've got some horses who have shown a bit of promise lining up in this race. How does the current market look, Trent?
Well, this is one affair, Nadia, where there has been that movement for a few particular runners. We've got the current favourite, Written Choice, as much as $6.50 into now a $3.10 favourite. Belsonic opened $10 on Monday, is now $4.40. Super Hard has been a drifter in the market, opened $3.30 and is all the way to $4.80. You have Wait for No One at $7, Grandioso at $7.50, Fully Maxed at $8.50, and then even at $11, Indian Thunder, but bear in mind, did open at $6 on Monday. So a lot of movement, particularly with the top two in the market. They have been well supported. Written Choice at $3.10, Belsonic at $4.40, but a couple have been easy in the market from Monday, Super Hard and Indian Thunder.
Okay, so that's the way the market looks. How does this map end up look like for you, Dean? Who do you have going forward?
Oh, I think Wait for No One. They held him up over the slightly longer trip last time, but the pacifiers are off. He's at 1,000 metres with a claim. I think from barrier one, he'll be sort of prominent, and Written Choice from barrier two is probably right beside him. They're the two. I think the speed element is in barriers one and two.
And as far as that market looks, you've got virtually first and second favourite, or first and third favourite, who have only had one start for one win. How have you gone lining these horses up?
Yeah, no, this is a really tough race. The outsider of the field's a promising horse in the regiment, so it's that sort of race. I've gone with Belsonic. I would have probably liked to have seen him over slightly further, but scratch from the McNeil on Saturday, save for this race. And I think the barrier draw is important here, that he might not get quite as far back as last time, and I'm leaning his way, but without any great confidence. Written Choice did a good job, and the figures were quite sound out of his maiden win here at Sandown. Grandioso will get back, but be strong late, as will Super Hard, whose debut win had plenty of merit to it on the synthetic. But, yeah, tricky race to start the program with most runners competitive. 7-5-4-6.
So we go 7-5-4-6. From Dean in race number one. What about you, Warren? What type of edge do you see with what you've rated a lot of these horses at?
I thought Written Choice, because it's 1,000 metres now, that's why I've gone to Written Choice. I think with the pacifiers off, Wait for No One won't be waiting, and from an inside draw might revert to his early racing style, and that just provide a nice little cart, I think, for Written Choice, who was good winning on debut. As Dean referenced, the figures were good out of the race, sworn evidence has come through the race to frank the form. So I'm with 5 Written Choice, because it's at 1,000 metres. Belsonic will be strong late. If it was at 1,200 metres, I think it'd be a different scenario from a tipping point of view. He overcame severe difficulties to win first up, and the Merchant Navy form line's just been holding up everywhere you look. Super Hard was well supported, got off the speed that Ben really did truck into the race at 1,000 metres on debut. Just wonder whether he might be looking for a little bit further, but in the end, it was quite an arrogant win. And Fully Maxed only comes back 100 metres from that run behind Jukebox at Caulfield. He was big odds on that day, and he saved ground nearer the inside, but he was good through the line, and he's run well here on the Hillside Circuit before. 5-7-6-3.
So we go 5-7-6-3 there from Warren, and Dean goes 7-5-4-6. That's a look at race number one, which does look a challenging race to assess. We're over to the second now. This is over 1,400, and it's as far as the scratchings. You can take out runners 1, 2, 4, also 10, and number 13. The market with tab.com.au, and any moves this morning, Trent?
There has been, Nadia, particularly for the top two in the market, where Vazagase, the favourite, did open 290 this morning, got out to 310, but has backed into $2.60. But then we've got Weather With You, who opened $8.50 on Monday. There was initial support, then a couple of scratchings, but that's continued the money this morning, 440 into 390. They've gapped the others, headed by Red Shoes at 9, Villamont at 950, and then Etikal, the best of the others, at $10. So the top two in the market, all the rage here, Vazagase 260 and Weather With You 390.
And where do you see the speed coming from, Dean?
Yeah, not clear cut, Nards, but I think probably the inside three or four barriers probably have got a little bit of speed, but a lot of these horses early in their careers, it's very subjective to their racing patterns, but I wouldn't be surprised if the likes of Smart Talk, Red Shoes, maybe from Inner Draws, Stablemates mightn't be that far away, but yeah, very speculative.
Okay, so a few question marks in regards to the map, and a lot of these horses, of course, 1,400 metres probably for the first time. Look, let's get your tips here, Warren. What are you going for?
I like was a guy Snards. I think the two runs we've seen have been terrific, and made that run from back in the field with Abiro last start. That form also ties in with Merchant Navy. I've got no problem with was a guy stepping up that little bit to the 1,400 metres. And with those recent runs under his belt and the good turn of foot that he's got, I'm keen on him. 15. I think Smart Talk can improve off that first up run at Donald. That race just didn't pan out behind Wound Tide, who just dominated from the front, but definitely fitter for that run, and stepping up the 1,400 metres ideal. I'm interested in Weather With You, particularly from Quinella's and Trifecta's point of view. He looks a nice style of horse, got a lot of strength about him, and he's had a trial in New Zealand before he flew over here to get ready for this preparation, and his performance last start was really solid. I think he's on a derby path, but he'll be strong late. And 11, Etikal, comes through the Balsonic form line from the first race. Gets the winkers on, was solid to the line there, and definitely suited stepping up in trip. 15, 8, 16, 11.
So we go 15, 8, 16, and 11. Currently at $2.60 there with the tab, the current favourite. Have you got much more to add in this race, Dean?
No, I'm tipping Vazagase. I think that price is a little bit tight. I don't know if he's got that big a margin on what's a pretty promising maiden field, but he certainly ran very well last start, hit the line well behind Abiro, and that's a strong form line. I thought Etikal ran really well on debut. He trialled, to my eye, like he needed 1,400 metres, and that's exactly how he raced. So he gets to the 1,400 from a good draw here, and with that sort of speculative map, he might just race a fair bit closer here, and I think he's the improver and he's the value from a betting point of view. 16 Weather With You is an interesting runner from New Zealand. Obviously Murray Baker targets the right horses to bring here, and 12 Hyang Yoshi, who there was a pretty sharp finish to that race packing them on the synthetic recently, and he ran quite well on debut next best. But 15 the one to beat. I think 11's the betting value in the race. So 15, 11, 16 and 12.
So 15, 11, 16 and 12, as both Warren and Dean agreeing that number 15 clearly is the one to beat, but there might be a bit of value in a few others. We go to race three. This is the Drew Morford handicap over 1,300 metres, a benchmark 64. You can take out runners 3, 4, 10, 11 and also 16, and quite a wide open race with the tab, Trent.
It is, Nadia. We've got Artie's Dream Winner, the favourite, who has been easy this morning from 4.20 to 4.80. You've got Endenol, who has tightened from $6 into 5. Benny Goes Berserk, a little bit easy as well, currently at 5.50. Some specking for Mandalay Bay at $9 was the price this morning, now $6. The others in single figures, you've got Mai Paisan and Ouyang Fang. They're both at 7, and then it's $10 or better the rest. So really tough affair. The third, Artie's Dream Winner, an easing favourite at $4.80. Support this morning for Endenol and also Mandalay Bay.
All right, so that's a look at the market here, where we've got some pretty promising horses going around in this. How does the map look, Dave?
Yeah, I think probably Artie's Dream Winner's the leader from Barrier 2. Craig Williams' proactive ride there, but put it forward. The likes of Yang Fang, Sammy the Boss. I think Mandalay Bay, the way he's been trialling in the blinkers, would maybe come across from out wider. But I think Artie's Dreamwin is probably the likely leader, Nats.
All right. What have you gone for?
Yeah, I like Mandalay Bay. First up, probably contested some handy races at the end of last prep, and two recent trials have been terrific. The blinkers certainly sharpened this horse up and resumes here. I just thought he was a touch over the odds, although he has shortened. Sammy the Boss won on very testing ground last start at Warrnambool, but early in his career in WA, no problem with him on drier ground. I think he'll measure up here. Seven, his stablemate Benny Goes Berserk's got a chance. Certainly his two runs in have been encouraging. And 15, New Yang Feng, who of course was a late scratching here last Wednesday, resumes. Takes on the older horses, but he looks a promising type. But as you mentioned, quite a deep race with some horses lightly raced and going places. But I thought six represented a bit of value. 6, 12, 7 and 15.
6, 12, 7 and 15 there from Dean. How do you see this race, Warren?
On with another lightly raced horse who I think is going somewhere. Nard's in denial. The form around all his runs today has been good. There was some significant interference back in the field behind Esperance last start, but he found the line really well. He trialled well going into that. He was only first up, stepping up a little bit in distance suits. And although he's trimmed up this morning, I think there's still an each-way price about In Denial, which I think is reasonable value, 13. At a six Mandalay Bay, he's trialling really well with good residual fitness from a trip to Sydney. His most recent jump out was terrific. Blinkers on, the winkers off. My Paysan's got plenty of weight, 64 before the claim, but it's a high minimum, and he's a talented galloper who'll be strong late, and the claim for Jack Martin's a plus, and Benny Goes Berserk getting fitter and chased a pretty smart stablemate last start. 13, 6, 1 and 7.
So 13, 6, 1 and 7 there from Warren, and Warren's top tip currently at $5 with the tab, and Dean's top tip is a $6 chance, so a bit of value in the third. We're looking at race 4 now. This is over 1,400 metres of benchmark 70, and Trent, the scratching here is number 9.
Yeah, a little bit of a quieter race, this one, Nadia, and Jolly's Cafe coming out this morning has reshaped the market, but Simply Invincible, solid enough as the $3.40 favourite. You've got Fast Lane to Heaven at $3.70. I Am the Dark and Stone Warrior, they're both at $6. The other galloper in single figures is My Shiny Choice at $6.50, and then it's $11 or better the rest, headed by Tough Bicky. But no real firm push in the fourth race at Sandown. Simply Invincible heads the market at $3.40.
Okay. Let's look at the market. There was Simply Invincible, who's just favourite. Who do you have taking up a forward position, Dean?
I'd expect Simply Invincible to be one of them. Nah, it's probably the likes of Fast Lane to Heaven won't be that far away. I'm the Dark could use Barrier 1 to advantage, and My Shiny Choice has a degree of tactical speed. I would imagine he'll be quite prominent. It's not a breakneck speed by any means, unless something's ridden way outside of its pattern, but an even tempo at least.
Okay, so an even sort of solid tempo in race 4. Have you lined these up, Warren?
I think it's an even race now. It's not a lot of confidence for me here. I'm going with number 8, Fast Lane to Heaven. I just thought had been progressing well. Got that win on the board at Wang last start. That was just a modest race for benchmark 70 grade, but got the job done well there. Was strong to the line, and also comes through that night's watch race at Bendigo two starts back that Benny Goes Berserk comes through in the previous race. I Am the Dark, I think, might be able to settle that a little bit closer here. I thought ran well last start. Simply Invincible will be fitter for that run. That's an intertwining form line with I Am the Dark, but maybe was in slightly inferior ground and had a gap between runs going into that, but I think he's under the odds. And Seven Stone Warrior has been trialling and jumping out okay. He'll probably just watching most of that unfold, but he'll be strong late on fresh legs. 8, 4, 6, 7.
So we go 8, 4, 6 and 7 there from Warren with Fast Lane to Heaven, who's at $3.70, the last start winner. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, I quite like this race, Nards, because I like Stone Warrior. I think he's a good price, and I think he's a very good chance of winning first up. He's yet to miss a place in three first up attempts, and last time in, his form tied in around the likes of Gervais, Crocodile Rock, Wheel Leisure, good city class horses. I think in a fairly moderate 70, he's a really good chance of winning first up. From 5, My Shiny Choice on the back up from last week, 8, Fast Lane to Heaven's in good form, and 6, Simply Invincible up on the pace. 7, 5, 8 and 6.
7, 5, 8 and 6 there from Dean, 8, 4, 6 and 7 from Warren, and Dean's top selection is $6. Resuming from a break with tab.com.au. That takes us half way through the program at Sandown today. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 24 to 11.
Winners on RSN 927. Winners with Nadia Horn.
Yes, welcome back to Winners. We're previewing the meeting today at Sandown, where we are on Hillside. We've got Dean Lester and Warren Huntley with us and going through all the market moves with the tabs at Trent Langscale. We're up to race number 5, which is the opening leg of the quaddie, and this is over 1,000 metres. And Trent, we don't have any scratchings.
Nadia, for the first leg of the quaddie, there hasn't been too much movement this morning. We've got Amadeus currently on top as the $2.80 favourite. You've got Magnati at $3, Petite Reward at $3.50, Destiny's Reward, the other in single figures at $7, and then Nordic Empire is the best of the others in the field at $19. But there hasn't been any real significant firmer from this morning. Amadeus currently at the top of the market at $2.80.
Okay, so that's the way the market looks. What about the map, Dean? Who have you got taking up a forward position?
Yeah, pretty established here, Nards, the likes of Magnati from Barrier 1, Petite Reward in 3, and then you've got Nordic Empire, wouldn't be far away, in Barrier 2, and out wider Gracie Lulu, who had difficulties at the start last week, but does have good speed, so I think it'll come across from out wider. But yep, you can pretty much guarantee a pretty good speed here.
All right, so it looks to be one at a fairly solid tempo. Amadeus has come up favourite, resuming from a break. Are you with the fave or going elsewhere?
Oh, I think I have to be, Nards, to be honest. He resumes, as you mentioned, and his fresh form is very good. He won on debut in his first campaign and last preparation. He ran second on Werribee Cup Day to Crystal Dreamer at near-level weights. Crystal Dreamer's now a stakes-class performer, so there's plenty to like about Amadeus's fresh form and in this grade. And I think he's just got to have a little bit of reasonable luck getting through traffic, because he will be off the speed a bit, but I think he'll be very strong, and I'm with him to beat Petite Reward, who ran well last start, and I think the slightly shorter trip is actually in her favour. It does go up in the weights, but she'll give a good sight. 6 Magnati down in grade off the Lightning Stakes at Morpheville, where she was down towards the inside, wasn't ideal, and maybe 3 Destiny's Reward next best. But I'm pretty keen on Amadeus to win 5, 1, 6 and 3.
So here we go, 5, 1, 6, 3 there from Dean. You with the fave too, Warren?
Just switch the exact around, Nards. I just thought with the claim for Ethan Brown here and riding the speed, just might be able to pinch a bit of a margin, a little gear change with the Bubble Cheeker on the offside going on. Petite Reward and maybe just sitting outside camping on Magnati and giving a kick. Amadeus will be the one storming late. He's no doubt, I think, the most talented horse to come out of the race, and he'll be very strong late. And if he's ready first up, he's going to be hard to beat. 1,000 metres, obviously, shortest distance, but he'll be strong late. Magnati gets a few gear changes also from that trip to Adelaide, where just probably wasn't in the right part of the track. The way the day unfolded, it became a bit of a strange race. And 3 Destiny's Reward, with good form in easier races, next best for me, 1, 5, 6, 3.
So we go 1, 5, 6, and 3 from Warren. Dean goes 5 from 1, 6, and 3. That's a look at race 5. Over to the 6th event, and this is over 1,600 metres. Now, the scratchings here are runners 9, 11, 12, and also the 13, Trent.
This is where we have a well-supported favourite, Nadia, in Positively High, who opened $4.60 on Monday. That price did not last long, and even this morning went back up at $2.70 and is now at $2.25. You've got Priya Eclipse, who did get into as short as $4.20 this morning, has got out to $4.80 with that continued support for Positively High. Others in single figures, Dinner Lake at $6.50, Mouton at $7, and then Sassoon is the best of the others at $10. But a really good go for Positively High, now the $2.25 favourite for race 6.
So the 2 runs back and has drawn well today. The map, Dean, who do you have prominent?
I think the speed probably comes from out wide, and Nards, the likes of Priya Eclipse, maybe a horse like Accreditation at 1,600 metres, and Positively High with the blinkers back on and a good draw, as you mentioned, I think will be a lot more in a more striking spot than he was a couple of weeks back.
Okay, so he's come up fave. Are you with him, Warren?
Look, I think he's got a terrific chance. I thought it was a bit more even, Nards. I was even hoping after 1,600 metres, Dinner Lake might be able to slot across and get a spot somewhere just behind the speed. Unknown in this distance range, but hard and fit, deep into a preparation, probably no improvement left, but was really strong through the line behind Bonus Doro last start, and I just thought might have a slight tactical advantage. 1, Dinner Lake, Positively High, is progressing well. The 2 runs since resuming have been both good for the McPrice stable, and gets the blinkers on. He's like definite winning chance. I think he's a little bit under the odds and overbet now, but I didn't think there was that much between them. Put 1 just ahead of 4. Might be going a run off early with number 7, Sassoon, but was good through the line behind Foreign Affair at Echuca last start over 1,200 metres. Just jumping in distance here, but has done that before with good effect, and I think he's a talented, lightly raced galloper, and 10 Prayer Eclipse. There's not much of it, but she'll get on the speed. She'll give a sight. 1, 4, 7, 10.
So 1 from 4, 7 and 10 from Warren. No, Warren's top tip there, currently 6.50 with the tab. What about you, Dave?
No, I'm strongly with the favourite here, Nards. Positively high, as Warren says. He's probably got in pretty tight now, but very hard to beat. I think it's come back very well. The blinker's being reapplied, and the good draw is more important. Last start had to go a fair way back, and I think he's well placed here to win, to beat 7 Sassoon. I think this horse has got a chance at a price. Showed a bit of promise last time in. First up run was more than adequate over a shorter trip. Better suited at this distance, can improve. 10 Prayer Eclipse is just so honest in this grade. She'll run well again. And 3 Crypto Pier Rocks, absolutely flying since joining the Sean Matherick stable, and can be competitive again. It was a good win at Wangaratta. 4, 7, 10 and 3.
So we go 4 from 7, 10 and 3 from Dean. Dean's with the Fay. Warren going 1 from 4, 7 and 10. That's a look at race number 6. As we turn our attention to the 7th race, and this is over 1,800, where the scratchings are runners 5, 12 and also the 13.
We've had a change of favouritism since this morning. We went back up, Nadia. Horygon Air was $4.20 this morning, is now the $3 favourite, while Macar has just continued to drift from $2.60 to $3.70. We have at Clairvaux, solid enough, around about the $6.50 mark. Pablo's Express at $8.50. Bay Cool at $9. And then Hard Earn is the best of the others in that particular field at $10. But the switch of favouritism since we've gone back up this morning, Horygon Air, $4.20 into $3 favourite. Nakar has gone from $2.60 to the $3.70 second elect.
Okay, so a bit of a change in the market there in the 7th. Where does the speed come from, Dave?
Yeah, not sure, Nard. I just thought with the gear changes that Hard Earn might use Barrier 1 and go through and be prominent. The likes of Carrigan Air, Pablo's Express have got the capacity to be prominent. Not a defined leader as such, but I think they're the three most likely to go forward.
Okay, so they look like the prominent ones in betting. Are you in agreement with the push in the market?
This is a hard race now. It's a leg of the quaddy, so we've got to get involved to some degree. But I've gone with Nakar, who I thought ran pretty well last start after his maiden win. I think would have preferred a little bit softer ground, to be honest, but he's trending the right way, and the extra distance should suit. Carrigan Air's up in distance again, but handling it well, and probably got a little tactical advantage early on Nakar. It will be very competitive. Solid Rod, I think, is over the odds off his win last start on the synthetic. His previous run at Sale wasn't too bad, and a bit of a roughie here in O'Cooney down the bottom. Comes through the same form line as Solid Rod at Sale and had no luck at all. Might be worth including at a price. But I find this the toughest of the quaddy legs. No, it's 3, 6, 7 and 14.
So we go 3, 6, 7 and 14 there from Dean. Dean finds it a bit of a challenge this race, but he's with Nakara's at $3.70. What about you, Warren?
I'm with Nakar, Nance, but gee, I'd be going as wide as I can in this leg of the quaddy. I just think stepping up in distance will suit. Had 2 runs for the Weir stable now. Was a very good win in maiden grade and had the form to get the maiden out of the way, and was priced accordingly at Warrnambool. And then maybe just kept coming to the line, but just found the 1,600 metres a bit short, with 3 Nakar following that run over 1,600. Clairvaux's one that wouldn't mind a little bit more sting out of the ground, but seems to be capable on all type of surfaces and generally pops up in one of these races each season. And this is the last meeting at Sandown for a while, so maybe it'll be today. I'm forgiving of Pablo's Express last start. I just think getting back on the firmer ground, prepared to give Pablo's Express another chance. He was progressing well going into that run last start here on the hillside circuit on a deteriorating soft 7. And Carragon Air, he came with a 1,600 metres last start. No reason to think he won't be at least competitive out a little bit further here. 3, 1, 11 and 6.
So 3, 1, 11 and 6 from Warren. Dean goes 3 from 6, 7 and 14. That's a look at the 7th race as we're over to race number 8, the last. And this is over 1,300 for fillies and mares. The scratchings are runners 9, 10 and also the 12. What's the market at the moment, Trent?
Well, we have an even money favourite here, Nadia, in Petition, who did open $2.25 on Monday, did get into a short as $1.65, so just gone back out to the $2 now. $1.65 was probably much too short. You have Reddy's the Rose at $4.20, and then Jeannot at $8.50, a Polisher at $9, and Gold Blush heads the rest at $10. So Petition an even money favourite, and it's also noteworthy, Nadia, there was a punter on Monday night. Perhaps that's why Petition got down to $1.65. They had a $32,000 double at $5.75 on Petition into Egg Tart to win the Theo Mark Stakes at Rose Hill on Saturday. So they'll be checking 5 past 5 at Sandown with a lot of interest.
They will be, for sure. Okay, that's a nice all-up. What about the map, Dean? First of all, where's the favourite get to, and where do you see the speed coming from? Well,
Barrier 2 probably gives her a chance to be in front of a few, because she's not overly blessed with early speed, but I think she's probably going to be in front of, say, 4 or 5, so that puts her about midfield in a field of 10. I'm expecting maybe the gear change with Sahara Chill from Barrier 3 might see it prominent. And then out wider, you've got speed from Red is the Rose. And Swiss Kiss gets the blinkers first time as well. It won't be far away also.
Warren, they've always had a bit of a rap on Petition.
Well, you can argue that she should be a stakes winner, Nards. That was a bit of a train wreck in Adelaide last start in the list of Adelaide Guineas. And she's run well at stakes level on a couple of occasions. She hasn't really been tested in trials and jump outs leading in this, but she's just so much better than this grade, you would think. And with the claim, she's not badly treated and she keeps out of trouble. She's probably too good for them, I think. Number two, Petition. Polisher's an interesting filly, taking on the older mares here, but has trialled up quite nicely. Trialled with Kiavare, who's certainly competitive in this grade, and she's a bit of an untapped talent. Big, strong filly who'll be off the speed to some extent, but she'll be strong late. 1,300 metres a suitable kick-off point. Red is the Rose has had the one run back in Sydney and ran well. And I thought 3, Jeannot, coming back in distance, second run for the Smurden Stable, might be next best. But as the market suggests, it all revolves around Petition for me. 2, 11, 8, and 3.
So 2, 11, 8, and 3. What have you made of the favourites' jump outs and trials, Dean?
Yeah, she looks as though she's ready to go. No, that's for sure. She's gone along steadily, and she's just a really good talent, and I think she's clearly the one to beat. Red is the Rose, fitter for that first up run, and was around the stakes class last time in, so she's going to at least be very competitive here. I think the one that's way over the odds here is Costa Bomb. I thought her run from a wide draw was more than adequate at Geelong. From a better draw here, she can improve at a price. And 6 Minor Key to first run for the Weir Stable, 2, 8, 5, and 6.
So 2, 8, 5, and 6 there from Dean. And Warren goes 2, 11, 8, and 3. And as we speak, Petition is now out to $2.10 in the final event. Dean, what about a best Ruffy Quaddy and also your player of the day?
I'm going to make race 6, number 4, positively high the best, Nards. The values, race 4, number 7, Stone Warrior. The Quaddy, the first leg 1 and 5. Second leg 3, 4, 7, 10. Third leg 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 14. Come home on 2, 5, and 8. And my play of the day is to take a shorter quaddy, and that is just first leg 1 and 5, second leg 4 and 7, third leg 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 14, and come home on 2 only.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dean. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thanks, Nats.
There's Dean Lester. What about you, Warren? How do you see this meeting today?
Logogeist race 2, number 15, is my best, Nards, and race 3, number 13, In Denial, as the value. For the quaddy, first leg 1, 5, and 6, second leg 1, 4, 6, 7 and 10, third leg 1, 3, 6, 11, and home with 2 only. I'm going to take an early quaddy as the play of the day. First leg numbers 5, 6 and 7, second leg numbers 8, 15 and 16, third leg numbers 1, 6, 7 and 13, and home with numbers 4, 6, 7 and 8.
Sounds great, Warren. Good luck today, and we'll talk throughout the week.
Thanks, Dad.
There's Dean Lester and Warren Huntley with their preview of Sandown. The tab's Trent Langscar. Before you go, Trent, what are some of the better back runners today?
Well, Nadia, certainly in the second race where you've got number 15, Vazageist, the $2.60 favourite, and number 16, Weather With You, at $3.90. So they're the dominant pair in that particular race, so just keep an eye on them. Not so much for just the win, maybe for the Quinella, or just have them with a trifecta, just find a couple of the others. Go over to the quaddy legs. Well, race 6, number 4, positively high now, $2.10, so the best supported favourite today. And just a note that on that last race with number 2 Petition, as you said, Nadia, now $2.10. So getting back to what the price was originally on Monday, but certainly was backed pretty early in the early markets, and especially with that $32,000 double into Ektard in the Theo Mark Stakes on Saturday. So they're probably the watch runners there for the program at Sandown.
And you'll have all of the markets up, of course, for the weekend's racing with the final field later on today?
Hopefully we should be, Nadia, with Moonee Valley and Rosehill, be getting them up as quickly as possible.
Okay, we'll keep you updated too, listeners, on those markets as they pop into the system. Thanks, Trent.
Thank you, Nadia.
There's Trent Langscar from the TAB. That's our look at today's program of racing from Sandown. This is winners on RSN 927. It's 7 to 11.